Yesterday evening, the Centre Action Bénévole de Coinsville marked its 50th anniversary. Providing the local community with critical services for the past 5 decades, director of the CAB Coinsville, Natalia Guerrero-Velez, about the CAB's special milestone and what the organization is looking forward to in 2023.
Good day, listeners. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits.
So Natalia, the CAB Coinsville is celebrating 50 years. And as director of the organization, how does it feel to have made it to this special milestone?
I am so proud, Taylor. I am so proud. I myself have worked overseas with the Red Cross, and this is the largest volunteer movement in the world. So I have seen firsthand the impact and the importance that volunteers have worldwide. And so I am just so proud to work with our family of volunteers here in Coinsville. They do an amazing job. I'm proud to be part of this. And they save lives as well. And they do very important things because, bringing someone, accompanying someone to a medical appointment is something that is essential and fundamental. So I really believe in the importance of what we do, and nourishing people is also essential and fundamental. So yeah, no, I'm so proud to be the general director of the CAB of Coinsville on its 50th anniversary. And you know, we are the oldest community organization in Coinsville, so it's something. It's something to be here at this point. Yeah, we have a lot to celebrate.
Oh wow, you're the oldest community organizations in Coinsville.
Yeah, that's what I was told by the community organizer, the organizer Criminota, Natalie Aman. That's what she told me. We are the oldest.
Wow.
In Coinsville, so it's quite something.
That is quite something. Now, I'm not sure if you know much about the history of the CAB, but since it's marking its 50th anniversary, I was wondering if you could take us back to 50 years ago.
I can totally do that. Yeah. I mean, the CAB was born 50 years ago in the house and actually in the kitchen. The story began in the kitchen of Madame Anna Gettel. She had lost her husband and she had 5 children. And the CAB started in her kitchen. That's what the story tells. But ever since, services started to develop, volunteers began to engage, to do more. And so we have evolved a lot throughout the years, but we have always remained important for the community. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I was actually going to ask you, is how has the organization evolved over the years? Do you know some of the first services that were offered by that group after they met in that kitchen to compare to what is offered now?
In the beginning, in the very, very beginning, and just to let you know, all of this is on our website. So I invite people who are interested in the CAB to check it out, because we've worked hard on our website. So yeah, anytime, it's www.cabcoinsville.com. But yeah, so in the beginning, we have the Le Dépannage Alimentaire, so the food bank. Not long after, there was a service for young mothers that was put in place. And then after that, it was the friendship visit to break isolation for elder people at home who were, alone. And those were the first things that were put in place. And I know as well that we participated in the foundation of another organization in Coinsville, a very important one, which is Horizon pour Elle.
Oh, wow, yes.
So I think CAB has really important history in this community.
Beyond those services, you offer a lot more now, right? If I'm not mistaken, you have a lot more going on at the CAB.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because there's also, there's the services. We also have the income tax clinic, which, this team of volunteers is amazing. They really help people, low income people who maybe could not access to the service any other way. And so, yearly they're doing more than 1,000 reports. But yeah, but beyond these kind of services, like direct services, we recruit volunteers for other organizations. So I guess one of the most important things that we do is that people who want to do something, people who want to be helpful in the community, to contribute, they come to us and we help them find the right place, because it's not always here. I mean, if there's something else, if their motivation or their interest is different, then we'll refer them to other organizations that we know where they can really be happy doing what they'd like to do most. So it's really a lot about that too. The organizations tell us too what they need, what they're looking for, and so we can match that. So we can just make sure that people who really want to give their time and their expertise and, you know, their experience, share their experiences, we just make sure they find the right place to do that.
During your time at the CAB, did you want to highlight some key moments for the organization? Perhaps a moment that the organization is super proud of, or a challenging moment that together the organization overcame?
Yeah, well, I would say that for sure the pandemic was something major for us as well as for everyone. We had to drastically and very quickly change our procedures and just the way we were doing things. So, and we were quite quick and we were quite good at it. And I'm really proud of how we all together did it. And so I think this is an important moment. And so last year, for example, the Chamber of Commerce of Francisco, they awarded us with Prix Resilience Prize, and that was quite an honor for us because it really highlighted precisely this effort. I think that more than ever we are close to the community, to people in need, and so yeah, that I guess that's something I would highlight.
Yeah, because I know we spoke in December, and when we last spoke, I know that there was a lot of pressure on the CAB during the pandemic, especially when it came to the food bank.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because actually, yeah, there was a lot of pressure, but I mean, I would say that today this pressure is bigger, it's higher. Like the need has grown, have duplicated, not only for the food bank, but let's say, for example, also for the medical transport. So there's a lot of pressure. I mean, I think, but for a lot of other community organizations, it's the same way. Yeah, it is quite difficult times in that regard. But the needs are really huge. Like what we are seeing, it's unprecedented. What we say, you know, is that some articles that just a few weeks ago and a few months ago, we saw the articles appear in the media of Banque Alimentaire Quebec, saying that the demand, the needs are unprecedented. So that's quite something, yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite a challenging time for your organization, but together with your solid group of volunteers, it seems like you're resilient, as I guess I should say, as the award highlighted.
Yeah, we do our best, and I think we do a lot, but this is one of the reasons why for our 50th anniversary, we want to announce a major project that we've been working on, which is a construction project, because precisely for the food bank. The food bank does not take place here in our building because we have, you know, just a small house with not a lot of space. We are the owners of the house and of the land, you know, a little piece of land in Townsville. And so we've developed this project that we believe is going to benefit the whole community. Because the idea is that we can bring here the food bank. We're working with another organization, La Cellule Jeune et Famille 24. We are unifying our food bank, actually, to be able to respond to these unprecedented needs that we were talking about, and also to offer better services so that people can be accompanied, so that they can have more support, and so that they can sooner rather than later regain their autonomy, right? Yeah. Which is the objective. So this is a really amazing project. I invite people to come and see in our website. Starting tomorrow morning, the information will be there. We're going to work hard all year long to collect the funds that are needed to make this project happen. It will be a project where people with disabilities will have access. You know, it will offer universal access, and there are not many places like that, and it will be an ideal place for young people to start doing volunteering, to get engaged, to contribute. And so we have a lot of hope in this project, and we need the community to make it happen. So please visit our website and let us know what you think. If you want to get involved, contact us.
So basically what I'm understanding is that it's a construction project, so you're hoping to expand the building to be able to offer that food bank and to better meet the needs of the community.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's for the food bank. It's also so that we can have a well-equipped kitchen that will enable our volunteers to really do more and more food, to prepare more and more more and more food that we can distribute in the community. We are part of the Anti-Gaspillage Project, which is a really nice initiative here in Bromisitqua. We receive a lot of products from the farms during the summer, so we want to be able to transform all of that and give back to the community. Another reason why this place will be very important for the community, and it will also be a place where other organizations can come and use the site, the place. You know, there can be conferences, there can be café rencontre, there can be, you know, possibilities are all there, and we just want to work together, yeah, with everyone, so that we make it happen and that we can. Kalamazoo really needs a place like this. This is the conclusion that we arrived at. Kalamazoo really needs a place like this. So yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, you want it to be like the hub of the community where everyone can go and feel supported.
Exactly.
You kind of answered my next question for me. I was going to ask you what the CAB is looking forward to in 2023, but this seems like a great project. I wasn't sure if there were any other projects or exciting initiatives that you wanted to highlight, Natalia.
Yes, for 2023, we want to organize as well. We're going to organize a really big party to celebrate the CAB's anniversary, 5 decades, but like with the whole community. So we're planning to do this in September. There's a committee that has been formed, volunteers and everything to make it happen. And so we will keep the community informed of the development. When everything gets confirmed, we will make sure that people are informed so that everyone can come and we can all just celebrate this great time, this great moment for our community.
Great. Now, how do you plan on continuing to support the community moving forward? How are you going to go about ensuring that your services will be there for people?
That's a good question, because we work really hard on really, you know, like areas where we need to work to make that happen. So on one side, for example, you have the human resources. So in times like this, it's not easy to have, you know, human resources. To have a solid structure, it's very important, so we can keep on doing what we're doing and even doing more, like to be able to respond to the actual demand, increasing demand of our services with a very little team. We're a small team in the CAB. It's a challenge. So we have to, consolidate the team we have. It's very important. It's one of the things that we work on. The project is another one, and finding funding also, because this is something that I guess all community organizations, we try to tell how there's campaigns going on where we're telling everyone we need more funding, especially the government, obviously. We need more funding to be able to do more because we are very limited. And we need more arms, we need, we need more funding so that we can actually do better. You know, we work on all fields, and we work to develop partnerships. We work with other, partner organizations so that we can do also just to make sure that we are there for people who need us the most.
Yes, exactly. Now, how can, you just mentioned that you're always looking for arms and you're looking for funding. So I'm assuming that you're looking for people to always get involved and you're always looking for financial support if people are wanting to donate.
Absolutely. And that's why, once again, I invite people to check our website, because there's a place on our website where you can find information about how to become a volunteer or how to donate. You know, there's many, many, many ways in which people can contribute. That's our purpose, is to be a place where people can come and find the way in which they want to contribute.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Natalia, about the CAB Kwansville or about the 50th anniversary that I may have missed in my questions that you think would be important for people to know about.
Come and see us. Come and see us. Our phone number is 450-263-3758. We're open Monday to Friday. Our website is cabkwansville.com. Give us a call. Give us a visit, and we're happy to meet you and collaborate together.
Great. Thank you so much, Natalia.
Calship's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.